Today is Thursday, September 5th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Be Late for Something Day. I'm late for a lot of things, although my co-host on The Gay Mix, Daniel, is always at least 15 minutes early because he is paranoid about being late. Also, it's National Cheese Pizza Day. I was listening to my podcast today. This is unrelated to cheese pizza, but go out and have a cheese pizza. But for some reason, and I don't think I do this on The Mix, but then again, I don't listen to The Mix, so maybe I do it and I don't realize. But there is a clicking sound that I make with my tongue after I finish a sentence. It's almost replaced those words. I don't even want to do it, but you guys probably know what I'm talking about. And but I don't want to have to go and remove things from the audio. This is not my job. I don't make money off of this. And I don't want to have to do that. I don't know. So anyway, I'll try not to do it. There's another thing that I have to think about not to do while I'm recording that. Don't say, don't click my tongue. No one has even complained, but I want to make the best quality podcast for you guys that I can. But I don't want to spend a lot of time editing. It's one of those things. It's also why I spent all of yesterday's episode talking about what gadget I'm going to take with me to California. Because I want it to be the same quality show, the same audio quality that you're used to, even when I'm traveling. And I want to have the same energy level. And you know, when traveling, you also don't have time to go in and add things in post, etc. Daniel messaged me and said, hey, why don't you try Adobe Podcast? And then he messaged back and said, nope, forget about that. It doesn't have a soundboard. And then he messaged again and said, why don't you try Riverside? And I might, but the problem with Riverside is it is a web thing. And I think it records to the cloud. I will have to test it out, although I'm out of time now, because as you were listening to that, I am flying to California. Oh, my chair is squeaking. But I am flying. See, I just did it. I just clicked my tongue. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, as you were speaking, I am flying to California. And so I don't know if I'm going to have time tonight to review all of that. But, I mean, we'll see. We will see for sure. I'm still looking at mixers online. Like, maybe there's a mixer that's really small that I could use. I'll probably just end up getting an app, either using Riverside, or the other thing I can do is just take the equipment that I used last time, which is the Zoom P4 that I have, and it does work. I just don't prefer it. But it does work, so I can use that. And it's small. The road is so much nicer, in my opinion. So anyway, yeah, work was busy because I was trying to finish up. And today, as you're listening to this, well, it depends on when you listen to it, because I've been publishing the show around 7 a.m. because I've been told that some of you listen to me on the way to work. And I just want to say to all of you, I hope you have a great day at work. And so I now release it at 7 a.m. so that you can have that on your way to work, because I feel like most people, although it's 7 a.m. my time, so if you're on East Coast or if you're in another country like RT Cruza, then you're already at work. It may be the next day for you. I don't know. It depends on where you are. But I try my best. And so, what was I saying about that? Oh, I may be mowing the lawn. So today I have to mow the lawn because I don't want Mark to have to do it. That's my chore that I do every week. I decided the lawn was going to be mowed and we weren't going to pay for a company this year. And so I feel like it's only fair that I do the mowing because Mark did not make that decision. I did. And so I'm going to mow the lawn. I need to work out. But what happens when I work out, walk, and mow the lawn all in the same morning is I feel kind of icky afterwards because that's a lot of stuff to do all at once. And I feel like I either get a little bit of a heat stroke situation going on or dehydrate. I don't know. But when I do on a Saturday, I tend to do all three of those things immediately following waking up. And then for hours after that, I feel tired and nauseous. So I don't know if it's a good idea, but I need to do all three of those things. I also need to pack, and I don't know if I'm going to pack tonight or if I'm going to pack in the morning because I am a bit of a procrastinator. So I don't know. I think it's when I swallow, I make a clicking noise with my tongue after I swallow. I don't know. Now I want to know if I do this on the mix. I'm sure Daniel will let me know. All right. Well, contact. We do have some contact. Well, at least one. I don't know if we have any voicemails, but we have at least one text message. So let's go ahead and read the text message and we will proceed from there. So Mel, I am a librarian, says, "Hey, Adam, I was behind on listening to episodes as I was in Portugal." Oh, wow. Portugal. Cool. "But I wanted to thank you for your very kind words about my podcast. I've written more in an email, but did I read this one already? I think I did, but there you go. Mel, you're welcome. Everyone go listen. I'm not going to belabor that because I've already marketed your podcast for you. We do not have any voicemails, so there you go. That is our contact for today. So anyway, yeah, work was just finishing up a bunch of stuff. My boss, last minute, says, "Hey, we have this survey that we do every year." And she says last minute, "Hey, we had all agreed that we would, every year we do analysis of the survey and to find insights. Oh, it looks like developers are spending more time doing this activity. Maybe we should focus on that next year for our roadmaps or whatever." And so we do this analysis. I had volunteered to help with it. But I didn't know that it was going to be due before I left to go on my vacation. And so the guy who's coordinating it, we had a meeting on Friday where we all agreed, we volunteered and we said, we'll each take a few questions and do the analysis, comparing last year's survey to this year's survey, but also just calling out any bullet points for a presentation, because that's what you got to do. You got to present all this stuff to upper management. "We found that 25% of developers had a very painful experience doing X, and so we need to do this to resolve it next year," or whatever. And this morning, so he hadn't said anything about it since Friday. And so I was thinking, well, I guess he's not assigning it. I'm already going to be on PTO by the time he assigns it. So either it's off my plate or I'll have to do it when I get back. And so this morning he sends a message in Slack and says, "Here are your assignments." Now he did say, and to be fair to him, he did say, "Can we have this by the end of next week?" Which would have worked for me because I am working Thursday and Friday of next week. So I could have done it. So then my boss chimes in and says, "Well, actually, we need it for a presentation, and so we need it by the 11th. Well, I'm on PTO. I'm on vacation on the 11th, and I'm on vacation from today, when you're listening to this, all the way until the end of the day 11th. I don't get back. I fly in that evening. And I'm not working from California." So I responded and said, "Well, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it because I have meetings today and then I'm out starting tomorrow." And my boss basically guilted me. She said, "Oh, do you have a minute to chat?" And then she goes, "Well, we picked the easy questions for you. I think it'll be it should only take you maybe 30, 45 minutes. I don't know where she gets these estimates, because when someone asks me to do an analysis of something, first of all, I have to figure out what format do I want to use once I've analyzed it? What are they going to want to know? I have to ruminate on it for hours. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to use AI for this. So I just took, it was three questions. They were in table format. I popped them into a spreadsheet, but then I went into chat, and well, we have a AI assistant internally. It uses ChatGPT on the back end, but whatever. And so I was like, hey, we do this developer productivity survey every year. Can you help me with analysis of these questions? And you know what? And then I pasted in the tables from 2023 and 2024. I'm like, can you give me a short 2-3 sentence paragraph executive summary and 5-6 bullet points? And it did it. Now, the last one it struggled with. I won't go into details why, but it was a table with like, how much time do you spend on this? And one of the columns was less than an hour, one was 1-2 hours, one was 2-4 hours, etc. And it's better the less time you spend. It was very confused. So it took me an extra hour trying to teach ChatGPT how to analyze that chart. But it finally did it. I got it. I posted it. All of it's good. So now I just have to cook dinner. I have to pack. I have to figure out what I'm doing to record this podcast while I'm on vacation. Which again could just be going back to the Zoom P4, which I know does work. And or Riverside maybe, and then pack, yada yada, all that stuff I gotta do. And then I'm looking so forward to it. It's gonna be great to have a vacation, but also to see Auntie Scott and Uncle Drew and see Daniel again. I've seen him recently, but to see Daniel again, see Zach, see Nico and Joe Batance and all of these people. So I'm looking really forward to it. And Daniel assures me that it's going to be relaxing Disney time this time. So we'll see how that goes. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.